Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I wanted to start here because the big story yesterday, and I sent you guys, Scott Abraham had some video of all the piped-in noise that they had inside the bubble at Commanders Park in Ashburn. And they were indoors again, by the way, today, so much the same. This is their Friday, you know, final details, what have you. They'll have a walkthrough tomorrow morning before heading out to Detroit tomorrow afternoon. I wanted to ask you, how much do you think the noise, the crowd, the insanity of that place is going to be a factor? Like, if you had to say 1 to 10, 10 being a really big factor, 1 being very little, next to no factor, what do you think it would be?
Well, the good thing is you can control how much of a factor it is by how you play. But I think it's a huge factor, like 7, 8 out of 10. When you consider... how often they go no huddle, how often communication is relayed from the sideline to the quarterback, and they already have trouble doing it in non-piped, you know, crowd noise situations. You add the element of how many people can you fit in Ford Field? I mean, you add the element of their home crowd, which is probably the best in football right now.
And they've had nothing to do for 2 weeks.
Nothing. Well, I don't. I think that hurts them more than one of the.
Not the players.
About the fans.
The crowd.
Well, residents of Detroit aren't the smartest people anyway. So,
I don't know.
But I think.
How many times have you been to Detroit?
I've been to Detroit once, and it was actually a couple of years ago. Windsor.
The Windsor Express.
Windsor Express. I went with my cousin to a Canadian Basketball League trial.
Really? That's right across the river from Windsor Field in Detroit. And I spent a lot in late
the
January. Right. Well, I don't know about the Roosterettes. They weren't there because the Commanders, Redskins weren't there.
Well, no, the Roosterettes.
But I mean, literally, you walk out the exit door, back door, what have you, of the GM Renaissance Center, which is the major like gathering, convention, and hotel space in downtown Detroit, and literally you're looking right into the river, and across the way is Windsor, Ontario.
If I had it my way, Detroit would never host another Super Bowl.
Well, they haven't since then.
Yeah, it's not a good. I mean, who the hell wants to go to Detroit?
I mean, Ford Field is great. Yeah, I haven't been there in 10 years.
In the middle of February.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Right, that's the problem.
But
so
no, I agree. I don't know. Well, not that I agree with you, because I haven't really given your side yet. But when I saw you throw that in the rundown, I initially rolled my eyes, and then I said, you know what? He's actually got a good point.
I initially rolled my eyes.
Just like I do every idea.
I thought that bastard was dumb, stupid, and old.
You know, I thought about it. I said, well, you know, they do run a lot of hurry up offensively. Uh-huh. So I guess that could be, you know, the crowd noise could definitely impact them. But
well, it's not just that, right?
That's the bigger thing to me.
But I mean, I guess what I would say is it's not only hurry up, but it's checks at the line of scrimmage, right? I mean, how many times do we see a behind the quarterback camera angle. I know I saw it a ton on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, but that's all. I don't worry about it because I trust the guy making the calls, and he's an excellent communicator, and I think he's going to walk up to all five linemen and communicate when he needs to.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't always do that from what I've seen, and that's what I was going to bring up. How many I've seen, and maybe I'm seeing the wrong thing, I've seen Sam Cosmi, like, you know, in his stance, looking back, right? Maybe getting a call or check or something.
He normally looks back right before the snap of the ball.
Right, but also trying to
he
then...
taps. He's the one that's technically... The operation looks like, in a loud situation like it was Tampa,
mm-hmm.
Cosmi gets the cadence from Jaden. He
right.
taps Biotis.
Exactly.
Biotis snaps the football.
But how much could that maybe... Not just, again... I agree with you with the hurry up,
yeah.
but that alone, and guys not hearing the snap count, guys, I mean, obviously they're going to be on a lot of silent count, right?
This is their first real road test all year.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like real legitimate
hostile
environment.
I mean, you would say
Baltimore
maybe
was similar. I would go Baltimore. Cincinnati, there was a lot of Commander fans in Cincinnati.
There was, but I mean, that's a pretty loud environment.
That's wow, your point just keeps getting better and better. I look at Baltimore as probably the most difficult place. Philadelphia, but nothing's like Detroit.
The problem is all of those places are not domes.
Yeah, right.
And the dome atmosphere,
the
I think, of course, creates a reverberation, right? And you get, how big is Ford Field? It's, 68,000, I want to say? I'm trying to think.
I'll give you an exact number momentarily.
It says 65 expandable to 70,000. It's bigger, obviously, for other events. So just let's say 67,000, for argument's sake. You get 67,000 people in there. How many... What would you say is going to be the amount of Commanders fans there? A couple thousand, maybe? Maybe 2,000, 3,000? Somewhere in that range? That found a way to get to Detroit, which was not easy, and found a way to buy really expensive tickets? I'd probably say, I mean, if last week was, and I don't know the exact number, if last week was 10,000 Commanders fans, there probably ain't going to be 10,000 Commanders fans this week, just because of the sheer logistics. Right?
I guess. I don't know. It's
maybe less than 5,000? I don't know.
I don't even want to... I don't have a real gauge on that.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily, but I do get your point. Like, their impact will be lessened.
Yes, and that is the overall point. So you're going to have, let's just say, roughly 65,000 screaming crazy Lion fans. Remember, the Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. And this game...
They lost in the NFC Championship last game, right?
Last year,
right? That was the title
yes.
game? I was about to say, have they been here?
And they lost in the NFC Championship at old RFK as well, back the last time the Redskins. That was, I think, before you were even born.
I love me with history.
Well, I'm just saying.
Seriously, I love it.
So they are going to, again, this game does not get them to the Super Bowl. They would still obviously have to host the NFC Championship.
Because if we go to the NFC Championship, it's our Super Bowl.
You think so?
That's how I would feel.
Oh, well. Okay, I see your point.
You get what I'm saying? Not literally,
I see your point.
Just in terms of out-kicking your coverage.
Right, for them, though, for the Detroit Lions, this game does not obviously get them.
Oh.
It just gets them back to where they were last year. The notable difference would be they're at home.
I'll even take it a step further. They lose this game. You gotta start looking at, well, what's the problem here? Why can't we get over the hump? I think that problem would immediately be raised. Now, obviously, they have the injury caveat in their back pocket to use as an excuse, but this is... It's now or never for Detroit. In terms of, like, pressure, I think all the pressure's on Detroit. Because if you lose this football game, what is Dan Campbell without Ben Johnson, without Aaron Glenn?
Well, we would find it. We would begin to find out, right?
What does this program turn into?
Yeah.
And I'm of the belief that whatever happens with – they need Ben Johnson. I don't know how many coordinators can turn Jared Goff. I guess when you have when you insulate them the way that they have, it makes it more feasible. But like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Like, it's kind of like their final dog and pony show here. Like, this is it for them.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. I mean, of course, because it depends on who they replace him with.
That's my thing.
But to your point,
what do they get David Blatt?
Well, maybe. I mean, listen, to your point, it would be a big loss.
It would
But I disagree with the notion that it's all Ben Johnson that's turned around Jared Goff. Jared Goff was with one of the best offensive minds, one of the best young head coaches, one of the best offensive play callers in the recent history of the NFL,
and
Sean McVay.
He stunk.
And
he decided he could not
paid
reach.
Him a contract extension.
Did he pay him?
Well, they did.
Or did Les Snead pay him?
Whoever. I'm sure Sean greenlighted it, and then they traded him a year later.
I don't know how much green light Sean had at that point, being the youngest head coach in football without any coordinator.
He had already been to a Super Bowl, mind you, as a head coach at that point. So
I get what you're saying, but yeah, I don't know.
But the point being is, certainly it's been a great fit for Jared Goff with Ben Johnson. Got it. And you're right. There is a ton of pressure on the Detroit Lions. We say all this asking how much of a factor do you think the crowd will be, 1 to 10, right? We know it's going to be loud. We know it's going to be an insane asylum. We don't need that from you. How much do you think it will affect Jaden Daniels, the offensive line, the little things that have to go right, communication and poise-wise, that quite honestly, Linnell, were not a problem last week.
No, they weren't.
They were really not a problem last week, except for, wasn't there one timeout that they used that was because of communication? I'm trying to remember. I believe it was in the third quarter, but I would have to go back and double-check my notes. I think there was one, but like you brought up this point earlier, and I know I brought up this point throughout the year. This team uses a mysterious amount of timeouts in unconventional situations. And yes, it's better to be right and on track and on pace and on in line communication-wise than to not be.
Yeah.
But you are going to need timeouts, especially in the second half. Like, if it is insane in that place, say the Lions are up 21-17 midway through the third quarter, you don't want to be burning a timeout on 1st and 10 with 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, down 4. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need those timeouts to operate if you're going to win that game. And that's where I think the crowd noise, the atmosphere, could be a huge factor. Have they played? The roof was closed in Dallas, right? So
That doesn't count.
So theoretically,
there were more Commander fans in Dallas than there were Cowboy fans.
Well, I don't. I literally. I don't know about that, but I mean,
felt like it.
It's not like it. I guess my point is
there's nothing comparable to what they're about to
right.
experience.
This is the first time that they are truly playing in a dome. I think this year, like in a true. I guess Dallas is, but
Arizona.
Arizona. That's right. The roof was closed in Arizona. You're right. But again. This is, like, there's domes, and then there's domes,
yeah.
Right?
New Orleans. What's in New Orleans, though? Like?
That's right. You're right. I see, this what
there
I forget.
Again, there was a
my memory
commander.
Just gets clouded. And that's the point. I think there will be, again, I don't know, but if I had to guess, there'd be probably 3,000 or less Commanders fans. And that's not because Commanders fans don't care, aren't excited, don't want to try. It's because... You said the word logistics yesterday. You bring logistics or whatever you said.
I mean, I do bring logistics.
Well, you can bring whatever logistics you want. The logistics are it's really, really, really difficult to get to Detroit. Now, I know my guy Tailgate Ted is there. Rally Captain's there. I know he's having his weekly pep rally thing. I'm not saying there won't be Commanders fans there. Of course there will. But it will not be the same raucous atmosphere, I think, for them as you get in other road spots because of the logistics. And that's, again, I want to be very clear, Paulie, because you don't listen. You just call and think you hear what you think you hear. I want to be very clear. It is not because Commanders fans don't want to go. It is not because Commanders fans don't commit to going. It is not because Commanders fans don't travel. They do. And they did, and they always have. I used to always say this when I would travel on the road with the team. I mean, there'd be 1,000 people waiting at the hotel for us. I mean, 1,000 might be strong, but
600-700.
No, they were there for me. The Russellettes, were there for me. But the point being is, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, the noise is going to be. You said what? 7.5, 8? Is that? I think it's actually going to be a little higher than that, and maybe I'm being. Silly. I think it's going to be a 9, and I don't think it's going to be Jaden Daniels having the problem.